Good morning. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News. A standoff between authorities in Montgomery and a murder suspect that spanned early yesterday evening to early this morning appears to be over, but the suspect has still not been apprehended. Just after midnight, reporters were told police were going to scale back the manhunt until daylight. Then around 2:30 a.m., all remaining law enforcement on the scene in the East Montgomery neighborhood exited the area without comment. We are still awaiting official word from authorities, but whether a suspect was ever in the home is unknown at this time. Police received a tip that Desmonte Leonard, the man charged with capital murder in the shooting of six people in Auburn Saturday night, had taken refuge in a house in the Ridgeside at Summerhill subdivision. At that time, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange relayed to reporters why the huge contingent of law enforcement had converged on the scene.
We had two confirmations that the suspect was in fact at that address. SWAT and marshals and FBI and any of the other agencies got on the site, they were independent cooperation that sounds were heard, as well as coughing and movement was heard as the hostage negotiator tried to talk to the person that was up there.
Law enforcement officials have arrested two men for hindering prosecution in their search for Desmonte Leonard. Montgomery's Director of Public Safety, Chris Murphy, says all tips are encouraged, but false information will not be tolerated.
We're still running down leads as people call in that information, and we encourage anybody to call in at the Marshal's hotline, the secret witness from the Montgomery Police Department, or just 911. Get us the information. But if you lead us astray, if you give us information that is deliberately false, we will pursue you. We've already made two warrants on that type of hindering the investigation, and we will pursue that very hard, as will the U.S. Marshals.
Murphy says the penalty for hindering prosecution is a Class C felony, which is more than a year and a day in jail. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Auburn Police Department. That number is 334-501-3140, the Auburn Secret Witness Line at 334-246-1391, or the U.S. Marshals Secret Witness Line at 334-223-5400. The mayor of Auburn has been grateful for the support by local, state, and federal law enforcement. He spoke with WVAS yesterday about the tragic shooting in which three people at a pool party were killed and three others wounded. Mayor Bill Hamm Jr. says murder is a rare occurrence in the city, noting that no homicides were committed there last year. He says he's talked with many residents since the violence.
This is a very caring community with a lot of people that give of their time for good community causes and are very philanthropic. And overwhelmingly, the first thing people say to me is, I am so sorry for the families and the parents of these individuals, keeping in mind that the dead victims here are 25 years old or less. So conceivably, they probably should have had the majority of their life in front of them.
Hamm believes the triple homicide is an isolated incident. A judge in Hainville has ordered DeAndre Marcus Lee held on $3 million bond for the shooting deaths of 9-year-old twins and their 73-year-old babysitter. Lee appeared Monday afternoon before Lowndes County District Judge Adrian Johnson. Lee's ankles and hands were shackled when he stood before the judge in a brief hearing at the Lowndes County Courthouse. Johnson appointed Hainville attorney Jerry Thornton to represent Lee. The judge said Lee would not enter a plea until after the case is heard by a grand jury, possibly early next year. Lee made no comment during his court appearance. We could see even more wet weather today as a cold front continues to make its way into the state from the northeast. That's bad news for soaked areas of South Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Rose says even with the drenching rains, Montgomery and most of central Alabama has avoided flooding issues.
You know, rainfall hasn't been heavy enough for it to cause any kind of river flooding issues in our area. The rainfall that we've had in South Alabama has been, I mean, it's been heavy at times, but it's been over a long enough period to where it's the water's been able to be absorbed in the soils. And we're really not expecting any type of river problems at this time.
On a positive note, Rose says the downpours in drought-stricken areas like southeast Alabama have helped to ease those conditions. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.